Hi, everyone. Welcome to Blogging for Bucks. I'm really glad that you're here. I know you are all very busy, and I appreciate the time that you're taking to be on our call today. So, well, I'm Edie, and I'm your social media and blogging specialist and owner of Edie's Office, Business Owner Select, and Terra Media Marketing Group. And this is my partner, Joan.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joan Stanford, your writer, editor, content development specialist, and founder of Jazzy Pen Communications. Welcome again, and thanks for being on this Blogging for Bucks teleseminar. We're super excited to have you here today. And I have a feeling that you're on this call because you've probably taken a stab at blogging, but you're really not sure how to go about the mechanics of it all and the strategy of blogging. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to share with you some blogging tips you can use to reignite your blogging efforts with a little bit more confidence. So now, Edie, we both know that blogging has become a central marketing piece for small business owners, but I don't think everyone knows how important blogging has become and how a blog can strategically place them ahead of their competition.
You are so right, Joan. These days, having a blog and blogging consistently is an essential piece of every business owner's marketing plan. There are a number of reasons why we blog, but the main reasons we blog is to build relationships with our readers and let them know that we are the experts in our industry. We already know that people buy from those they know, like, and trust, and one of the ways we bring people to the trust stage is by building relationships. While we're connecting with people on various social media sites, we also have to give them a way to learn more about what we do. And again, let them think that we are the experts in what we do. By blogging, we are teaching our readers, who, of course, are our potential clients, we are teaching them what we do. We are giving them valuable information, and they can implement that they can implement in their business or personal lives, and we're giving them an opportunity to even pick our brains a bit. And in that way, we set ourselves apart from our competition. Darren Rose, owner of Pro Blogger, said it best. Content, specifically blogging, fulfills a valuable role in the marketing life cycle of our business. It helps you become searchable. It gives people something to talk about online that's related to your business, and it allows people to qualify you or your business. Publishing content on a blog provides the honey that attracts the bees. I thought that was a perfect example of why we need to be blogging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. With that said, we also blog for higher page rank. Search engines love blogs. Search engines are these little invisible spiders that crawl the internet for new content. They're hungry for knowledge, and since blogs are updated weekly or three times a week, twice a week, and sometimes daily, blogging often attracts the search engines. Consistent blogging gives those spiders lots of juicy, not to mention valuable information that they can index. The more you write and use targeted keywords, the more often the search engine spiders will visit your blog. The more they visit your blog, the better chance you have of them listing you higher on the search page. When you rank higher on the search engines, you get more visibility.
So, Edie, you're saying that when we write our blog posts, we're actually writing for two audiences, our target market and then for our search engines, right?
Yes, yes, indeed. When we write our blog posts, we have to offer valuable information, tips, tricks, industry news for our target market. In addition to that, we have to post often and consistently with keywords for the search engines.
Ah, you mentioned keywords, Edie. What part do keywords play when it comes to search engines?
Good question, Joan. Search engines use keywords as a way to index different blogs and topics. So let's say that I wrote a blog post about permission-based email marketing. Within my blog post, I would use the terms permission-based and email marketing, and I would use them often enough for the search engines to find them, but not too often to annoy or offend my readers. I don't want my blog post to look like keyword soup. So now when someone goes to Google, Bing, or Yahoo, and they are searching for information about permission-based email marketing, the search engines aggregate all the related keywords that they found across the Internet and then list them on a search page for the user to choose from. Search engine indexing is similar to the index of at the back of your book. The book's index is a compilation of the topics found inside the book, and it gives the readers the page number where they can find that information.
But how do people know which keywords to use?
Okay, well, that's different for everyone, of course, but I like to use Google AdWords keyword tool to find search terms that people are using to search for information about what I'm writing. Joan, now that we're talking about writing, I hear my clients tell me all the time that they don't think that they're good enough writers, and they're fearful about putting their writing out there. Do you agree that people are actually fearful of writing blog posts?
Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind. The fear of writing is real, and it's real amongst so many people. Many people struggle with writing. Several don't know how to write, and they absolutely dread the idea of writing on a consistent basis. However, if you're going to be blogging for bucks and you're trying to make the most of your blog, you must start by writing. The writing and blog posts is what attracts subscribers, and it's also what keeps them coming back.
Well, is there a way that blog owners and business owners can overcome that fear?
Well, the quick answer is just to attack it head on. And like Nike says, just do it. Business owners should keep in mind that they're the experts in their fields and industries. They have the knowledge and information to share. It's simply a matter of doing two key things. One is presenting the information concisely. Online readers want information they can read quickly. In fact, read may actually be the wrong word. A more accurate term is scan. People really scan information online. They don't necessarily read it word for word. And so a quick tip that I'll share is write in chunks. Short paragraphs is what we're looking for. Think of bulleted lists, numbered lists, really quick things that people can find quickly.
I love lists, Joan. Everyone is just so busy these days, and by making your blog posts easier to read, or as you said, scan, you have a better chance of having your blog visitors actually reading your blog posts. So what's that second tip you wanted to share with us, Joan?
The second key is providing value.
Can you tell us more about providing valuable information?
Well, as a blogger, you want your readers to be so intrigued by your content that they view it as information they cannot get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Your content should help them answer a question, providing them information they did not already know, or provide a unique insight or perspective. That's providing value. It goes back to what you were saying earlier about being the go-to person. And not only that, you want readers of your blog to find the information so valuable that they're sharing it with friends. They're sending it to colleagues. They're sending those links to your blog, and your colleagues are posting it to their social media sites, for example. That's what's known as shareable content.
And it's that shareable content that search engines absolutely love.
Yes, because, of course, the more people that visit your blog, those spiders you mentioned are getting super excited, and the blog suddenly ranks higher.
Okay, but, Joan, a lot of people also get stuck at, you know, they don't know really what to write. So what do you say to those bloggers who suffer from writer's block?
Well, I typically tell clients to think of the top 10 questions that their clients or customers always seem to ask, and then provide answers to those questions in the form of blog posts. Suddenly, you have 10 new blog posts, just that simple. And another tip is to immerse yourself in your industry online. In other words, participate in online forums, discussion groups, and groups on LinkedIn, for example. Find out what people are talking about as it relates to your field. What are the common hot topics? That's what you should be writing about. Are people asking the same question but in different ways? That's an opportunity for you to bring your expertise to the table by writing an informative post that addresses the questions, and then it ultimately highlights your expertise as well.
And by listening to your readers, you give them more of what they want and need to know, and they'll keep coming back because they're going to see that you're listening to their questions and their concerns. Excellent.
Exactly. I think our listeners would be interested to know exactly how to make money with their blogs. How can we turn a blog post into profit? Can you give us a few pointers?
Okay, yeah, that's the key word, isn't it? How to make money with our blog. Everyone wants to know how to make money. Well, one of the ways that we can make money on our blog is simply by signing up for Google's AdSense program. Google places relevant ads within your blog post, and when a reader clicks on one of those ads, well, you make some money. That's what they call pay-per-click, or PPC. Here, advertisers pay to be listed under a target-rich keyword that directs relevant traffic to their website, and they only pay when someone clicks their ad on your blog.
Cool.
And then we have direct ad sales. This is selling ad space on your blog, much like a billboard sign on the freeway. The advertiser will pay you a fee for hosting their banner. Most times, however, your blog needs to see a lot of traffic in order for you to sell ad space.
Mm-hmm.
Another way, a very popular way, to make money with your blog is to become an affiliate marketer. An affiliate is someone who sells the products or services of another business via special links that were customized just for you. So these links are tracked, and each time someone purchases an item using your link, then you get a percentage of the sale. So you can also use, you know, affiliate marketing to have others sell your products and services. So affiliate marketing and blogging, they go hand in hand, Joan, and we'll be diving into affiliate marketing at our workshop, Blogging for Bucks.
Perfect. That's a perfect segue because I think it's time that we tell our listeners about Blogging for Bucks, the workshop.
Joan, be my guest. Tell them all about it.
Well, Blogging for Bucks takes place on June 21st from 11 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. And at this workshop, Edie and I will be giving you strategies for writing engaging content, tips for writing consistently, and tactics for writing posts that will attract subscribers. In addition, you'll learn how to monetize your blog. Hello, cha-ching, that's what we're looking for. And Edie, didn't you tell me this morning that you were throwing in some Pinterest training?
Yeah, I sure did. Pinterest is hot right now and a perfect complement to your blog. So I will be doing a live demo on how to set up your Pinterest account and how you can use it to promote your blog. And, you know, Joan, let's not forget to mention Rhino Fitness. Not only will the workshop be 4 hours of blogging strategies and hands-on activities, writing secrets, and Pinterest training, our host for Blogging for Bucks is Rhino Fitness. Loy Palmieri, who's she co-owns Rhino Fitness with her husband, Joe. Loy will be visiting us from time to time during the workshop to show us how we can incorporate exercise while working at our desks. And I'm not sure about you, Joan, but my joints always get so stiff when I sit too long at my computer.
For sure. I get cramps and tightness in my shoulders as well. So for those who sign up today, you will be receiving a bonus item from Edie. She is offering a free blog assessment to everyone who signs up for Blogging for Bucks between now and June 18th.
You know what, Joan? I think I'm feeling a little bit generous today.
Really?
So I'm going to throw in another bonus. I'm going to throw in my ebook, 10 Ways to Generate More Traffic to Your Website. So, Joan, tell everyone how to sign up for Blogging for Bucks.
Great. I'd love to, Edie. Simply go to www.ediesoffice.com/blogging-for-bucks and click the big red Buy Now button. The workshop is $77, but for those of you who are attending this teleseminar, you'll be able to take advantage of the early bird pricing of only $47. The early bird pricing actually ended a few days ago, but we're going to extend it for those of you who are on the call.
Good deal, Joan. And I'm just going to repeat the website address. It's www.ediesoffice, and I'm going to spell Edie for you. It's E-Y-D-I-E-S, as in Sam, office.com/blogging-for, that's F-O-R, dash bucks to register. And after you register, you will receive your bonus items via email within 24 hours.
Great. Edie, I think it's time to open the line up for questions. I'm sure we have a few questions out there.
Okay, well, I'm going to unmute everybody. Okay, the deed's been done. So the line is now open for questions. So who wants to go first? We have some shy people on the call today, Joan.
It's okay, folks. We don't bite, and there are no silly questions.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Oh, look, I've got it. I have a question that came in via my email, and this is for you, Joan. I have a question for Joan. She wants to know, how formal do you have to be when writing your blog post? That's a great question. Thanks, Debbie, for asking that. Sorry.
Let's see. I guess the quick answer is that you really don't have to be super formal with blogs. That's the beauty of it. When you're blogging, many of the experts out there, including us, Edie, we say that if you're going to blog, just blog as if you're talking to a friend. But that also depends on who your audience is. So, for example, if you have engineers who are not going to be so appreciative of maybe your humorous side, then maybe you do want to elevate your content and write a little bit more formally. But for the most part, the casual approach seems to work best. And as a writer, that's often easiest to do. So remember that it's an online format, and you can be pretty casual with your writing style.
Good answer, and I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I was thinking about what you had said earlier about bullet lists and writing in smaller chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to make note that for everyone to remember that reading online or on your computer is 25 slower than when you're reading something in print. So that makes it all the more important to write in smaller paragraphs and add those lists. So people can, like Joan said, scan your article, your blog post more more effectively and decide whether they want to read it or not. So, okay. Anyone else have any kind of questions? No? All righty then. Well, we're going to end the call now. But I want to make sure that everyone remembers that on June 21st, we have Blogging for Bucks at Rhino Fitness, and they are in Corona. I think we forgot to mention that we're in Corona, California. The address and everything for Rhino Fitness is on the website at ediesoffice.com/blogging-for-bucks to register. And if you don't get the website address correctly, you can either email me or Joan, and we'll send that information out to you. All righty? Anything
Great.
You want to say, Joan, before we leave?
No, I'm looking forward to the workshop and helping everyone blog for bucks.
Yay. Thanks so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.